Welcome back. I appreciate your loyalty or your ability to endure pain, whichever it may be. It's Marshall Wood with segment three of program three of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And we want to look at 1962 and 1963 as I hold those to be the pivot points of American history. Part of that time, the cultural Marxist who came to this country in the 30s, escaping Adolf Hitler, they set up their headquarters in Columbia University and Union Theological Seminary, the adjunct seminary for Columbia. And there they really corrupted the seven mountains of culture, or began to, the government, judiciary, the military, the church, the family, the entertainment media, the news media, that sort of thing. The seven mountains of culture, Dr. Bill Bright of Campus Crusade for Christ defined those pretty well. But nonetheless, for about 25 years, approaching 30, which is one generation, the Marxists were doing all they could to destroy this country, to begin the destruction of the country. And the ones that they're most effective at, the two, were white Americans who began to get preoccupied with affluence after World War II, one nice little tract home in Levittown and a car and a wife with a dishwasher and a washing machine. It just, we became a consumer culture in the 50s, and that hit the black, the white population that had the affluence to do so hard. We lost our edge. At the same time, the black population was being fed the poison of envy. Look at what Whitey has done to you. Look at how disadvantaged you are. And they began to forget that verse from Proverbs 37 through 9 that says, you don't want to be rich and you don't want to be poor. Just live on God's sufficiency. And that really was the testimony of the black community, I believe, in the 50s, when they were very stable and good men like Martin Luther King said, you know what, this just isn't right, and I'm a lion leading sheep, and we're going to change this thing. We're going to stand firm, nonviolently, and we're going to change. And that began to work, and it worked quickly, and it worked well. George Wallace changed his views. I know a man who worked for George Wallace, a black pastor, and he told me, he said, the second half of George Wallace's was not the first half. Same thing with Lester Maddox. I went to school with his son. We ate at his restaurant on Sundays before all the axe handle stuff. And Lester Maddox, as governor of Georgia, actually was a pretty good governor of Georgia, doing decent things for black Americans, and many black Americans have told me that. But the point is, America was good and stable because she loved God, and we weren't preoccupied with affluence prior to, say, the middle 50s or the early 60s. But then something happened. We decided that we liked Psalms 35 and Psalms chapter 2, where we wanted to cast off the restraints of Father God. So in 1962, we had a really bad thing happen. We decided, or the Supreme Court decided for us, that we didn't need prayer in public school. Engel versus Vattel. And after that, we didn't have the privilege to pray as children in the school. And then a year later, a demon-possessed woman, Madeline Murray O'Hare, was successful in getting Murray versus Kirtlett passed in 1963, which says, hey, there's no Bible reading, there's no prayer, there's nothing. I mean, it will be a wasteland, and we're going to cast anything religious out of the school system. Well, what has happened since that time? What has happened to, violence, youthful violence? Six times. What's happened to the divorce rate? At least three times what it used to be, and increasing every year. Teen pregnancies, three times. SAT scores down 10%. And the list is long and much more detailed. We lost a lot when we decided we didn't need God in school, because there's that second commandment that we that Jesus ratified. Love God, focus on Him. We already turned away from that. We chose pleasure. And then daddies stopped taking their kids to church and stopped giving them the instruction that daddies are supposed to do. And you shall teach these things diligently to your children. You shall speak of them when you rise up, when you sit down, when you come and go. You'll nail them to your walls, to your doorposts. They'll be like frontlets to your eyes, protecting you. You'll know the word of God. We don't, and we don't teach it to our children. We even stopped teaching it in Sunday school. We gave that in church. We gave that responsibility over to what we call youth pastors with funny colored hair and crazy attitudes, and they taught our kids the way of the world real quick. don't mean to condemn youth pastors, but I'm not sure that's really their job. A young person teaching young people, I think it's daddy's role, and we didn't do it. And so we've lost our country. But at the same time in the 60s, post-1963, after the death of Kennedy, we had a venal president come on board. His name was Lyndon Baines Johnson. He knew well the black community, and he seduced them with promises of material things. And so the whole, also with what was done in the 30s with the Roosevelts, the black community was absolutely seduced into tossing out daddies, empowering husbandless wives, and declining the culture. I'm going to begin there on the backside when we go to segment four. So I hope you'll join me, because I'm going to give you two stunning dates. Join me. Thank you.